Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome to episode 61. Today I want to talk about how you become the creator of your own life. But before I get started with that, I'd like to give a shout out to our newest listener supporter, Mark Storr. Thank you very much for your support of this podcast. If you, as a listener, would like to become a supporter, please go to anchor.fm/lovewideopen and choose support this podcast. So how do you become the creator of your own life? You know, most people aspire for greatness in their lives, much like an artist who aspires to be a great painter or potter or poet. It's up to us to become the artisans of our own lives and create that masterpiece that we've so longed for and have sought after. But how is that even possible when we can't control the actions of the world around us? When one is continuously held back when they're trying to move ahead or pull forward before they have yet ceased to be a part of the past. You know, the world is a very complicated place, and as individuals, we must learn to be the artisan of our lives, the creator of our lives, or else we fall privy to all the bad that can be around us. So I'm going to talk about how you triumph over the hardships and truly become the artisan of your own life. You know, first of all, you need to realize that good people come out of challenging situations. Bad things happen in life. Good things happen in life, but bad things happen in life. And that does not mean that you have to be bad or that your life has to be bad because of it. As the artisan of your own life, it's your job to realize that good people can rise up out of bad and challenging situations. You know, as a result of that, you can use the challenging situations in life to shape yourself into a better, more loving being. I kind of think of it as we learn from our mistakes. Challenging situations where I learn from our mistakes, we grow and we become better and more loving because of it. Then we just need to remember all the good things that happen and that all good things take diligence and work. So in order to become the masterpiece you were seeking to become, you must put forth a great deal of creative energy. You've got to focus and you have to work. Things don't just come to us. We actually have to work for them. And anything worthwhile in life, I have found, takes diligence, practice, dedication, and really hard work. We truly have to practice things before we get the hang of it, right? We're not perfect at anything before we practice at it, and then we're still not perfect. We've just become really good at it. So think about it. It's taken you this long to become who you are. It's going to take a while to become who you truly want to be. It takes practice. So take responsibility for your own life. If you want to be the writer of your own story, you must first learn how to take responsibility for it. You need to stop being the victim and start being the one responsible for being the person that you are. Really crappy things may have happened to you, but it's your responsibility to heal from it and become the next chapter. And then you have to decide to pursue spiritual growth from every situation that comes at us. That when we look at it from behind the lens, what is every situation teaching us? So every situation, both good or bad, can be an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. Even bad times give us the opportunity to understand the world and to truly become more loving creatures as a result. When we open that lens and we open our hearts and we look at challenging situations from the outside, from, you know, looking in upon us and the situation, we can often see the higher purpose of the event. So take it all in stride, learn from it, and move on. And be thankful for all the nuances that make you absolutely who you are. Instead of being upset about the things you don't like about yourself, try embracing all the things that make you, you. Be thankful that you have been given the unique opportunity to experience the world as yourself. Gratitude brings great gifts to deserving people. When we truly understand the great gift we have been given to be alive, the incredible odds that it took to create us, we can be grateful for what lies ahead in our lives. I mean, think of it. The odds of you actually being here is incredible. Look it up. It's like 4 billion to 1. It's like craziness that we even exist. So when we look at the odds that we, me, you, here as a human being, the odds of that, wow, I'm in awe of it most of the time. Another way you need to become the creator of your own life is to look after yourself. You know, look after yourself emotionally and physically. We've been given this unique opportunity to choose health and wellness for ourselves. And by sending nourishment to our bodies and exercising and practicing and such things as meditation and yoga, we're choosing health and happiness for ourselves. When we slow ourselves down to be able to keep in touch with our soul, we end up flourishing. When we go deep and we get quiet, it allows us to touch and become more of the whole, more of the one, more loving of everyone. So be kind to yourself, even when you think or know you're failing. You know, we need to give ourselves a break sometimes. We're so hard on ourselves. I mean, I know I am hard on myself at times, and I'd be like, wow, Heidi, really give yourself a break. And I have friends and colleagues who are just so hard on themselves for their failures. And if we truly, like, give ourselves a break and forgive ourselves, and sometimes we don't even need to just forgive ourselves. We just need to give ourselves a break. So we're looking into ourselves as trying to be perfect, and that's impossible. You know, I've adopted this saying that now, as I will always be a recovering perfectionist, that it's more purpose over perfection. What is the purpose behind what we are doing? What is the purpose behind the exercises that we do in life? What is the purpose of what we're intending to do or what we're trying to do? Done is better than perfect. Try not to focus on all those things that you feel like you're doing wrong. And instead, you know, focus on the things that you're doing right. I bet you there are a lot more things you're doing right in life than you're failing at. Taking control of life, you know, it's not always easy, but it's totally worth the effort. And I'm going to go back to something I just said a minute ago. You know, I have so many people on and responses both on the website and on Love Wide Open and the Heidi Dallaire page on Facebook that, you know, a post comes out. And so many people say, easier said than done. Wow. I automatically just be like, no, nothing is easier said than done. Everything takes practice. We don't come out perfect when we try things. And when we give ourselves the excuse to reply to anything or to anyone as easier said than done, we automatically hold ourselves back. We put a stop to ourselves even trying, or put a stop to ourselves overcoming something that may be hard just with a little bit of effort. So become the creator of your own life in your own world. You know, you get to choose that. We have choices. We all have choices. We get to choose who we want to be. We are far more than our mistakes. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to create? What do you want to create? Because you have the ability to be whoever you want to be. You know, last fall, I read Dr. Joe Dispenza's Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Wow. I highly suggest it for anybody who wants to radically change their patterns of thinking behavior and just step into the greatness that awaits you. After reading the book, I did the meditations that are followed at the end of that book, and I can honestly say they helped propel me to finish my book. They helped propel me into the thought that I can be what I want to be. I can achieve what I want to achieve. And I know you can too. So again, you get to choose what you want for yourself in this life. You get to choose who you want to be. So get out there and become it. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me at lovewideopen.com or heididelaire.com. I would love to hear from you about this episode or any other episodes you have listened to or any future episodes you would like to hear. I am open to suggestion. And if you are listening on the Anchor app, you can actually send me a voice message that may be used on a future episode or read. So thanks so much. Have a great day. Get out there. Be who you want to be.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.